The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Houston Sports Authority, who we do a lot with, they did the second class of the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. Barry took issue with what they did.
He took issue with him putting Dan Pastorini in. If you're going to be a Hall of Fame and you don't want to be considered a joke, it probably shouldn't be guys whose last names rhyme with Mastorini. I mean, whatever your theme of the anniversary theme, they said. I thought the Texans did have a really good performance, but I do think that you're starting to pay a tax if you want to bet on the Texans. When you get those 8, 9, 10 game winning streaks, you're absolutely paying a premium to bet those teams. Maybe I'm trying to be too sharp on this because maybe the Texans have really figured it out and the Colts are giving up on the season after that week.
I don't think they're giving up because they're still very much in the wild card race. I don't know if they're going to come in here and beat this team, but I think they could certainly cover.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. And for this next segment, also at Brad Power 7, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. The college football genius that is Brad Power. What's going on, Brad?
Fine, Thursday evening.
We're hanging in there, Brad. We're hanging in there. Well, I guess we won't have to keep you for 30 minutes this week since there's not a whole lot of games going on. But I guess let's jump on this Army-Navy game first before we get into some of the early bowl lines. To me, this seems, first of all, I think if you bet the over in an Army-Navy game, you just hate money. I don't know what number they can put it to make me go, oh yeah, I could see them getting to that, but it feels like, that maybe when you look at Navy's strength of schedule versus Army's, maybe this is a good spot for Navy. And Fred and I were talking about Army having, Army's got another game to look forward to. So is Navy, who doesn't have a bowl game to look forward to, is this maybe their bowl game for this year?
I'm definitely on the Navy side. I think Navy will play maybe with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because of the fact they're in a unique spot here as far as the line goes. I mean, Navy hasn't been catching points against Army in any game since 2001. Navy hasn't been catching a full touchdown, 7 points, since 1991. So, and fully factored in that Army's having a really good season. Navy's, come well short of expectations. Although I'll say this. Navy, the last three games, has actually pretty much been the Navy team I thought I was going to see at the start of the season. You know, they had an easy cover against UCF, only lost by 11 on the road to a team that's unbeaten back-to-back years. They win and cover at home against Tulsa. And then on the road is a touchdown dog against Tulane. Comes down to a two-point conversion. Otherwise, Navy wins that game outright. Meanwhile, Army, you guys mentioned the strength of schedule. Army hasn't played an FBS team since November the 3rd. So in a month, they played two FCS teams and a couple of byes. I think Navy's played the tougher schedule, a little bit of chip on their shoulder. I'm leaning with the mids here plus the 7.
One of the things we talk a lot about when we start getting into the bowls is motivation for teams. There's some teams that are they're thrilled to be where they are and they're that relative to expectations, and there's some teams that feel like, okay, we'll go play this bowl game. And I kind of look at that Georgia-Texas game a little bit like that. You know, Georgia, that's a team that thought it was going to be in the playoff, and instead, I mean, yeah, it's a nice bowl game, but Texas, for them, this is a big deal. How much do you look at that when you're handicapping these bowl games?
Oh, I think motivation's everything in a bowl game. It's what the major reason why you see so much variance in bowl games. And what do we mean by variance? Take the closing line and then, you know, look at the final score and see how much far off it is as far as the result compared to the closing line. I mean, last year the favorites that covered, there was 20 of them that covered so by 13 points per game. The favorites covered by 13 points per game. You look at the 19 dogs last year that covered in bowl season, forget the point spread. 16 of the 19 won the game outright. So I think the big reason why there's so much variance in college bowl games comes down to motivation. It's quite simply, some teams are happy to be there, some teams aren't. And I'm not sure Vegas can appropriately put a price tag to that, how much that is worth to the line. Could be something that's worth a touchdown or so.
Yeah, and looking ahead to one game we talked about a lot earlier this week was LSU and UCF. And I think last year, Auburn was in very much the situation that, say, Georgia is this year. I don't think they're going to get that with LSU. I think LSU has probably overperformed to expectations, and I think you're going to see a motivated LSU team. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And flipping back to the Georgia-Texas game, I'm with you guys. I do lean with Texas because of those reasons. As far as the LSU-UCF game goes, I think you're exactly right. A lot of these, if you look at these past matchups, where the Power 5 teams had to take on the Group of 5 team. A lot of those Power 5 teams, like you mentioned, disappointed to be there. Not the case. I think people forget LSU's season win total was 7. So not much was expected of LSU, and they basically come within a couple questionable calls here and there in the A&M game from winning 10 games this season. I think they'll be buttoned up as far as that one. Obviously got to be a little concerned that their top corner, Greedy Williams, isn't going to play, but other than that, LSU's got the far superior athletes on the field, and if they're motivated, they win this game by double digits.
You know, when we talk about who's happy to be in the bowl that they are and who's disappointed to be in the bowl that they are, one of the games that sort of jumped off the page at me in that regard was this Purdue-Auburn game. And, you know, some people forget that 3 or 4 years ago, Purdue was having, like, 2-win seasons, 1-win seasons. They were the joke of Power 5 college football. They're obviously thrilled to be playing in a bowl game. And Auburn played in the SEC championship game a year ago. This has obviously been like this isn't the kind of game that they want to be in. And now I'm catching points with Purdue. Is this the kind of spot where you're talking about? You know, like you motivation could really be everything in this game.
No question about it. You know, I get it that, you know, the Jeff Brohm news has maybe been a little bit of distraction for Purdue, but we got an answer on that. Jeff Brohm's staying.
Yeah, so
I think they'll be more motivated. Hey, this guy chose us instead of his alma mater. I would think that they're sky high to play an SEC team. You're exactly right. I think people forget Purdue is basically in the same, I would say, realm as Kansas and Rutgers just a couple years ago. That's how bad the Boilers were, and now back-to-back Bulls under Jeff Brohm. No question about it. If you're asking me which of the two is going to be motivated here, Purdue is definitely that team. The question I have is that going to be good enough to overcome it? We'll see, because I think Auburn's got some dudes on the defensive line that are going to give Purdue some fits offensively. But, you know, Gus Malzahn's dealing with a lot of distractions. Stidham's already coming out. Yeah, I think it's Purdue or nothing as far as I'm concerned.
We talk a lot about a team like Georgia who just missed the playoff and how they're disappointed that they're playing in the bowl game that they're in. The one bowl that I think that doesn't really apply to is the Rose Bowl. I feel like the Big Ten and Pac-12 teams are always up for the Rose Bowl. I mean, it seems like they've got the same motivation to play for that stupid game as they do for a national championship for whatever reason. I don't understand it. But do you take that into account when you look at Ohio State? Do you kind of not knock them as much for their motivation because they're playing in that Rose Bowl?
Yeah, I don't knock them at all. In fact, I think with the Urban Meyer news, at least the market has agreed. I mean, this line was 5 until the Urban Meyer announcement as the retirement. Now it's up to 6.5. So I think you get a motivated Ohio State team. I think it'd be different if Ohio State, like Michigan for so many years in the 80s and 90s, played in the Rose Bowl like 4 or 5 years in a row. And I think then it starts to become, you know, you roll your eyes a little bit, oh, here we go. You know, we wanted to go to the national title game. Now we're just going back to the Rose Bowl. Believe it or not, the Buckeyes, as good as that program's been the last 3 decades, this is only their 3rd Rose Bowl trip since 1985. So I think a lot of these coaches, players, they'll be plenty motivated here, especially wanting to win one for the Gipper as far as Urban Meyer's last game. I think Ohio State's plenty motivated.
I also think, I mean, just from a matchup standpoint, Ohio State, this seems like the perfect matchup for them. We've seen the way to beat Ohio State or to push Ohio State is to have an explosive downfield offense. And if you watch that Washington-Utah game, whatever they have is the opposite of an explosive downfield offense. They couldn't score a point or they couldn't score a touchdown with their offense in that Pac-12 championship game. I just don't know how the Huskies take advantage of Ohio State's weakness, which is their secondary, because I just don't think Washington's good enough to do it.
Yeah, and I had Washington last week. I'll never apologize for a winning ticket, but that's about as close as I'll get. I mean, that was atrocious. And on top of it, don't have a field goal kicker. So, I mean, at all, no confidence whatsoever in the field goal kicker. So, Jake Browning just can't beat you deep. They don't have guys like, you know, Pettis and John Ross like they've had in past years as far as, you know, being able to beat you deep. I think Ohio State can stack the line of scrimmage. Basically, when you're analyzing Washington, kind of remind me a lot of Michigan, almost like a poor man's Michigan as far as, you know, not explosive on offense but play really good defense. We saw what the Buckeyes did against Michigan, and Michigan's got more talent than Washington. I think it gets ugly. I have some of my bigger bets of the year on the Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl.
Let's talk about the 2 games that matter. Oklahoma-Alabama. Alabama, a 14-point favorite, which is kind of about what I expected. I feel like Oklahoma offensively can at least keep pace with Alabama for a while. I just don't – I mean, I don't know how they ever stop Alabama. And I do have some concern with Hollywood Brown being out, because suddenly that offense, it's so explosive, you're taking away a pretty big piece of that offense. What do you think about that Oklahoma-Bama game?
No question about it. Until the status of Marquise Brown, you know, I got a question that at this point, even if he does play, he's going to be 100%. I mean, this is a guy that relies on the speed, and he's got a leg injury, an ankle injury. I mean, if he's hobbled, he's not going to be anything to take that top off that Alabama defense. For me, you're exactly right. I thought the number come right around 14. That's where it's at. We haven't seen hardly any line movement. If Brown's out, he's a guy that might be worth a point or so. I'd be more inclined to lay it with Alabama, even though it's a huge point spread here.
And then Clemson, who I think is a clear second-best team in the country, they're getting Notre Dame, and Notre Dame is the team that, you know, a lot of people look at as, well, they're there because they're undefeated, but I don't know a lot of people who think Notre Dame is legitimately the third-best team in the country. 11.5 points now is a big number. It's gone up from 10.5, which means there's Clemson money coming in. I mean, at what point do people stop feeling comfortable dumping money onto Clemson?
They've been dumping money on Clemson ever since they moved to Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. I would argue that no team consistently on a week-in and week-out basis, as far as the line moves go, has gotten more money than Clemson in the last 7-8 weeks. So I'm sitting and wait, because I'm going to end up being on the Notre Dame side here. I think there's way too much talk about the 2012 team, how they did. I mean, do people forget last year? I mean, Notre Dame played a Georgia team that just so happened to play in the national title game and could have won it. That was a one-point game. Played LSU, who ended up winning 9-10 games in the SEC, won that game. So everyone comparing Notre Dame to the 2012 team, why not look at the 2017 team and that actually competed with some of the better teams in the country. Here's my question mark for Clemson, and they deserve to be a significant favorite here. I agree with you. Clearly the second-best team. When they have stepped out of the ACC, and the ACC's been way down this year, another reason why Notre Dame's also in there because they played five ACC opponents.
Right.
But when Clemson stepped out and played A&M, man, that defense didn't look so great. It gave up 500 yards. When Clemson stepped out and played South Carolina put 600 yards on that defense. I think Ian Book in the passing game will have some success. I'm inclined to take the Irish here.
I said if Ian Book plays a really good game, I think Notre Dame can push Clemson. I think it's just a matter of if he plays a really good game in this situation against that defensive front, how good can he be? I think that's to be determined. But if you think that Ian Book is going to have a great game, I think you're right. Notre Dame's probably the side, and maybe push Clemson, you know, to actually win the game. What's the current look ahead line now to, if we're assuming Alabama and Clemson both double digit favorites, assuming they win, what's the number on Alabama Clemson right now?
Yeah, and it was mainly didn't get moved much here. Westgate had it up here in Vegas for weeks, and it was Alabama 7.5, 8 points. But after the Alabama performance against Georgia, they still put up that line, and it was 6.5. I think that's a fair number. If you gave me 7, a full touchdown, I would take Clemson plus the 7. If I'm a handicapper or even a bookmaker, I think I hang Alabama 6.5-point favorite. Obviously, Alabama's still considered an historically great team, but Clemson also has been damn good so far this season.
I think I agree with you, and I had Clemson power rated about the same as I had Georgia, and last week I could not believe the number that went up on Georgia because I thought Georgia and Clemson were both within a touchdown of Alabama, and I think when it comes down to it, when that line is announced, there will probably be a 7.5 or something that it's going to try to limit the amount of Alabama money that comes in. And I think if you can get that, I think that's a massive, massive number for a pretty good Clemson team.
Yeah, I agree. 7.5. I'm unrolling I'm taking off the rubber band on Clemson 7.5. And that's pretty much where the lines were in their two national title games. It was right around 7. Last year it was lower than that. It was like 3.5, 4. So I think that's definitely a competitive price, even with Alabama being considered one of the best all time. I think a lot of that, those narratives out there, Alabama being historically good, wonder what those people were thinking when they're down 2 touchdowns last week in the second half against Georgia.
I was thinking about the money I was about to make.
Oh, money. You sprinkled some money line. I love it. Man.
No, I wanted to.
What'd you
to.
Think I, of that I, fake punt call?
I was so disgusted by it.
Oh.
I was so disgusted by it, and it was pretty clear that they decided before they even saw Alabama's defense that they were going to do it. And because Alabama left their defense on the field, I just don't understand the timing of doing that. It just seems like we worked this hard, we outplayed the best team in the country for most of the game, and this is what we're going to decide our season on. It just seems so foolish to me.
Yeah, and look, it was 4th and 11? 5, I get it. But make Alabama drive the length of the field. I know that Jalen Hurts had just done it a couple times, but, I mean, you could have pinned them at the 10-yard line. If you give up 90 yards to Alabama and Jalen Hurts, then you don't deserve to win. I guess I'm more conservative. I'm like Jim Tressel. I would have punted there and played defense and special teams.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Pregame.com does a great job, joins us every week. Brad, appreciate the time, and we'll beat these things up a little more next week.
And talk to you in bowl season.
Talk a little college
sounds
basketball.
Sounds great, guys.
Too. All right,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Brad Powers.
Yeah, we'll be diving into some hoops here quick. Good talking to you guys.
All right, yes, take care, man. Hey, guys, holidays are here, and maybe you're thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. And here's an idea that maybe you haven't thought of. How about consolidate those high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream? And listen, this is so easy. And if you've got good credit, if you go on, your interest rate on your credit cards is probably over 19%. Well, you can get loans from as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay with Lightstream. Anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. 100% online, and there's no fees. They want to reward people with good credit, and this is a good way, depending on how much you have on your credit cards, you could save hundreds to thousands of dollars by going to Lightstream. And how about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information. Hey, guys, if you need a lawyer for any reason, especially if you've been in an accident of any kind or you had a bad experience with a doctor or a hospital, you want a lawyer you can trust. You want a lawyer who's going to fight for you. You want a bulldog. That's my man, Lawyer Dave, and he loves taking care of the Blitzers, don't you, Dave?
You bet I do, Fred. Hey, Blitzers. It's the holiday season. There's a lot of crazy people out there, a lot of people at Christmas parties and this and that. If some drunk fool runs into you, call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900. Or hit me up on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or my website, which is lawyerdave.com.
Yeah, and you can also, let's say they can't afford to go to a doctor after this accident. You guys are going to take care of that, right?
You bet, Fred. Lots of times people have accidents and their insurance either doesn't cover it or they don't have any insurance at all. We help those folks get to the medical people they need to see at no cost up front. That way they get the treatment they need, they get better, and they don't have to worry about, you know, going broke trying to get the treatment they need.
Yeah, and you don't charge for consultations. You don't get paid unless they win. And you'll consult with people on all kinds of things. If you can't help them, you'll send them someplace who can, right?
You bet, Fred. We had a blitzer hit me up the other day whose father is having problems with the VA. And we've corresponded back and forth. We're going to help the gentleman out. You can hit me up on my website or up by Twitter, or give me a holler. And if I'm in the office, I'll talk to you and tell you what I think. But if you need to get a consultation, you need to come in, that's always free. That's always free for the Blitzers.
All right, give them that number one more time.
It's 713-626-8900. And, Fred, I got a question for you.
Yeah?
When you go to Canada, would you get me a hat for that CFL team in whatever that town is you're going to?
Oh, Saskatchewan, yeah. I got you covered. Although, a Michigan guy, you're not going to like it. Most of the riders' hats look like Michigan State, but I'll try to find one that doesn't.
Appreciate it. Have a good night, gentlemen.
All right, thanks, man.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Buku for another 32 minutes. So if you get a chance, come on out, say hello, try the daiquiris, and try the food. It's all fantastic.
Food is out of this world.
Yeah,
man.
Right here on Richmond and Chimney Rock. And you know, it's funny, we get guys like Brad on and RJ, we're never going to do a short segment, no matter.
No.
You know, it just doesn't
not
happen.
Not good at it. There's one college football game this week, and we talked to Brad for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, and once college basketball, once he starts doing college basketball.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what happened last year, and it wound up, same thing. We just wind up doing two segments, and it's fun for us. I hope it's fun for you guys, because we enjoy talking to Brad and RJ in particular. So, it tends to run on, though, but that's all right. And when you have guests like that, like I said, it's really cool. As big as pregame's becoming, that both those guys continue to come on the show.
Yeah.
And gotten to be pretty good friends with RJ. And hopefully next time we're out in Vegas, we get to meet Brad, too, because he seems like a really cool guy.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, you certainly can. Jong sent me the Game of Thrones.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
It is. It's.
It's. Don't even talk about it. It's dumb.
I got excited when I saw it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it.
It's a waste of 30 seconds of your life.
Yeah. It's like, what the bleep?
Yeah. What's the purpose of it?
Yeah. Maybe you can explain that, Jong. That sounds like a comic cast type thing.
No, I think they're just showing the ice and fire kind of coming together and coming to war.
Well, yeah. They should have done a better job.
I would have liked to have seen, you know, like, a real dragon with Daenerys on the back or something like that.
Give or me, like some actual like footage.
Yeah, even if it's just like a flash of something that,
right.
that makes you think, oh, wow, cool. Wonder what's happening there. This doesn't do that.
Nope.
You know what's happening there. Nothing. Oh, well. All right. What do we have to tell the people about here?
Republic Harley Davidson. That's right. Get down to Republic Harley-Davidson today. See why they're Houston's number one Harley dealer. 200-plus bikes in inventory. The best customer service rating in the state. They are the best choice. It's not even close, guys. The staff's friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. They've got some great specials going in December. How about the tire special? $399, full set installed while you wait. Genuine Harley-Davidson tires. They've got great service department specials and motor clothes, new clothing arriving weekly. Buy the biker in your life a stocking stuffer at Republic. They're going to be open Sundays, December 9th and 16th from noon to 4 for your holiday shopping convenience. They've got complimentary gift wrapping on Saturdays and a donation jar collecting money to send Santa to the Veterans Hospital. So they're doing some really good stuff. December 1st through the 14th, pre-owned bike blowout, specially selected pre-owned bikes, over 100 to choose from. They've expanded their used inventory. They're ready to work. All reasonable deals. On-the-spot financing is available. And this weekend, they're doing a blood drive out there. And you drop off a toy and give blood, you get a $25 gift card. So it's always all good things. They will be closed December 23rd through the 25th. Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season. Come see why they are Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford. Or always open at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
Hey, guys. I do everything on my iPhone now. I know a lot of you guys do the same thing. How about your car insurance? Go Insurance is exclusively for the iPhone. And if you're not familiar with them, they're the ones that have the billboards all over town with the cat, crazy cat, or the one with the elephant being shot out of the cannon. And they're trying to get your attention because they want you to check them out. It's the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively for your iPhone. It's fast. Download it. Scan your license. You can get a quote in 60 seconds. It's smart technology that makes your life easier. Everything's managed through the app. No more paperwork or waiting on hold. So long to all the hassles. You're totally in control. Update your policy. Add drivers. File a claim. All in the app. Go can cut out a lot of fees that you see other places and actually give you money back. Finally, a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more jargon that no one understands. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, and possibly even cheaper than what you're paying now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for over 1,500 days. So that ought to tell you how good they are. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance, G-O Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Buku. Come on out. We'll be here for a few more minutes. Show's almost over. Boy, this thing's flown by.
I know it.
Can we get non-sportsy for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, so what do
overdue
we
overdue for that?
What do we always try to warn the people about? Like whenever a crazy monkey disappears, we're always worrying about Planet of the Apes, right?
Oh yeah, it's a real possibility.
Yeah, or the other possibility, zombies. We always try to warn the people about that.
Less of a concern for me, but I can see how some people would be worried.
But we also have been trying to warn people about Skynet ever since the Terminator. I am here to tell you guys the war has
Come to be.
The war has begun.
Oh no!
They have the robots have struck the first blow. An Amazon robot sent 24 employees to the hospital. A total of 54 Amazon employees were injured when a robot in a warehouse in Robbinsville, New Jersey, a 9-ounce can of bear repellent fell off a shelf at an Amazon warehouse. Then a robot, quote, accidentally punctured the can. Oh, I don't think there's anything accidental about it, right? The repellent is the active component of chili peppers, but strong enough to scare bears away.
Yeah.
So, and I know Jong knows all about this, but it caused 80 people to complain of irritated eyes and throat. 24 were sent to local hospitals. One employee had to go to the intensive care unit.
Jeez.
He's in critical condition. The other 30 other Amazon workers were treated at the scene. An Amazon spokeswoman said all affected employees had been or were expected to be released within 24 hours. And, you know, I don't know. You think the robot, before it did it, said, is this the house of Sarah Connor?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay, just checking. John Connor? No. Okay. But
he wasn't looking for Sarah Connor until part two, right?
No, he was. That was the first one.
Oh, okay. John Connor was part two.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the first,
the long haired kid with the dirt bike.
Yeah, the really ugly kid.
I mean,
But he was the one that the old Terminator was protecting from the new Terminator. And then there was a third one, which don't bother watching. It's not quite as bad as Godfather 3 at the end of a trilogy. Although, have to say, female Terminator, very sexy.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. You know I like that kind of stuff. That's right up my alley. But I'm telling you, we keep trusting these things. You got that Alexa in your house. You don't know what she's doing. You don't know who she's calling. You know what channel she's watching on your TV when you're gone.
He doesn't do movies anymore, Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
Well, or at least nothing.
Well, he was in one other movie besides that.
He was in a couple movies. He was in
American History X.
American History X was like a big role for him. He was in that movie Pecker with Christina Ricci. He was in Detroit Rock City. He was in Pet Sematary 2. Now he's in like...
Yeah, American History X was badass. That's a great movie. If you've never seen it, it's worth your time. It's also very graphic.
He hasn't been in a movie that I've heard of in, I'm talking years. It's all released straight to DVD stuff, and it's been a while. So his career's not gone well recently.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's probably preparing himself for the robot uprising.
That's quite possible. That's quite possible. It says his career subsequently declined. After, it says his last significant roles were in the comedy Detroit Rock City and the crime drama Animal Factory. His career subsequently declined due to multiple arrests and court cases, as well as chronic substance abuse and alcoholism.
Isn't that pretty much every child star?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That kid's 41 now.
God. So when did that Terminator 2 come out? That would have been... Because he would have been all right.
It would have been like 1990 or 91.
So he's 41. Wow. Time flies.
Yep.
Well, and just think, the Terminator going to all that trouble to rescue him for no reason. This is what he became. He didn't become John Connor. He didn't stop the robot uprising. He became a drug addict and an alcoholic who goes straight to DVD now.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Okay, well, I just wanted to go non-sponsor for a minute. Because one of these things is going to happen. Because... You know, there's a lot of stuff. If you go back and look at sci-fi from the 50s, there's a lot of things that have come to pass. So now these are sci-fi things from the 80s and 90s. This is going to come to pass.
It could.
We're creating artificial intelligence, and anything that's truly intelligent is going to look at human beings and say, no, no, these guys got to go.
Get rid of them. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
And we are. We are low forms of life.
We're
basically animals.
That's why the aliens won't come here.
Man, you know, John, how much time do we have right now?
Not much.
What's today? Today's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah.
I was going to, hey man, bleep that.
Well, go ahead.
I saw Jong on Facebook or Instagram. He's got his dog wearing clothes. He got a new dog. He put clothes on it already. Jong... You know this. You don't put clothes on your dog. They don't like that. You got nothing to say for yourself?
It was on when I got home.
Oh, dude.
Well, I don't know if you saw this. She only did it for a minute, but the wife got one of those Grinch horns and put it on Derby and took a picture of it. She took it right off, but yeah, she did that too.
But in all defense, I think she looks cute in it anyway.
Yeah, it's a puppy. It's not hard to make a puppy look cute, Jong. Puppies look cute with no clothes on, too. It's not like it's exponentially cuter because it's got a sweater on. Dogs don't like to wear clothes. Stop. Don't let your wife do this.
Okay. Well, to be fair, like puppies, think about puppies. All puppies are cute. They're the exact opposite of babies.
Yeah.
Because everybody's, oh, my baby's so cute. No, your baby's ugly. It's just, it's a fact.
Well, babies ugly, and then when they're sort of past their ugly phase, they're cute for a while, and then everybody eventually ends up being ugly unless you're a hot chick.
Right.
And, so, and then it's weird that you're like, oh, that baby was cute, because now you're staring at her boobs.
No, all I remember is I had two of the most attractive friends that I know had a baby, and they're posting all these pictures. Look at our beautiful baby. And I'm thinking, look, if you two created that, there is no baby out there that's attractive.
No.
It just doesn't happen. All right. Guys, I'll tell you what does happen. Great poker. Great place to play poker. Lions Poker Palace.
I was going to guess that's true. It's right down the street.
It is right down the street from here. So if you didn't make it out here, you can head over there and play. They got all kinds of stuff going on. Tonight is the round of each. $10K guaranteed, $100. Friday, they had a $5K guarantee for a $50 tournament. $12K on Saturday and $10K on Sunday. So how about that? There's tons of money out there for you to go and get. And, I mean, these aren't ridiculous. There's a $12K no-limit hold'em and a $10K pot limit on Saturday. So whichever one you're into. And no limit on Sunday for $10K as well. So over 30 grand. You're giving away in 2 days. How about that? And this place is fantastic. You mentioned ESPN, you get 3 hours of free play. And I have to tell you, George and Najib run a great room. I love those guys. I love what they're doing. And if you go there, you're going to love the place too.
Yeah, follow them on Facebook for all the information about the tournaments. There's a ton of them going on. Always big guarantees. I mean, they just do it up the right way. And, again, you're going to be impressed when you walk in this place. On Thursday, 6:30, Fred mentioned that $100 round of each tournament, $10,000 guaranteed. You can't beat deals like this. You need to go check it out. In the room, out of this world, you won't believe how great it is until you see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston, that's Lions Poker Palace. All right, guys, your floor and upholsteries, they took a beating. And, I mean, now you've got your family's coming in for the holidays. It's the right time to get your carpets done. Take advantage of the special Dirt Free's got going on right now. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. And you like to have those lighter-colored fabrics. It looks good when they're clean, but if you don't keep them clean, it can start to look rough. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They use no soaps. They don't use the unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals that the other guys use. That means it's not unsafe for you or your kids or your pets. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and get those three rooms clean for just $100 with a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out GiftingMap.com. Check out SportsMap.com, especially tomorrow. The whole site's getting moved over, so it's going to be awesome. And I'm looking forward to being able to talk about that tomorrow, assuming it goes off without a hitch, which, you know, 60% chance. Yeah. Lamont says, surprised you guys haven't given it up for Michigan, first day of legal weed. And, oh, yeah, Fred just so happens to be flying up north. Yeah, it became legal in Canada in October, so I'll have a full report when I return.
Yeah.
And I'll see how easy
Not
it is.
Not that Fred does drugs.
I don't do drugs, but I do smoke weed.
Oh, okay.
Does that count? Does that make me a druggie?
You only smoke weed when it's legal and you're not in a state where it's criminal.
Or we're in a city where it's decriminalized.
Okay.
So.
Behind closed doors only.
Most of the time.
Most of the time?
Yeah.
Are you like one of these dudes walking around smoking a joint in public?
No, but you know, I'll just say those vape pens don't smell like weed.
Well, so, that's fair enough.
All right, let's do some Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah, we talked about that stupid trailer. I guess I don't need to mention it anymore.
Yeah, it's not worth watching a second time, believe me.
Harvey Weinstein sent an email from his personal email address. And, you know, he's facing a trial. Seems like it might be a good time to hunker down and stay quiet. Not old Harv. Sends an email out. I've had one hell of a year. the worst nightmare of my life. The message, which went on to criticize police investigators, quickly leaked out in Hollywood, drawing a ton of outrage from women who have accused Harvey of harassment or assault, and from many others. His lawyer said the email had been sent by Mr. Weinstein to several close friends and was not part of any legal strategy. But whoever the intended audience was, it basically turned into his team's aggressive push to get his side of the story onto the public conversation at a delicate time, as the criminal case against him is, you know, sort of coming apart. Mr. Weinstein's lawyers have waged a campaign to discredit the accusers and weaken the sexual assault case brought in May by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. So they released emails between him and a woman who accused him of rape and said the email suggested the relationship was consensual. So Harvey is trying to kind of publicize this thing in hopes that he wins in the court of public opinion. But wouldn't you say that that ship has kind of sailed?
Yeah, because there's too many of them. And I actually have a friend who knew him and had an issue with him as well.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so I don't I'm not buying it. I trust her more than I do him. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any way to win this game for him. I don't know if there's like a he's a sympathetic figure now. Like,
no. All you gotta do is take one look at him, and you've got no sympathy for him. He's one of those guys that looks like a creep.
He looks like a bad guy.
Yeah.
So
bad hombre.
Thank you. It's about time someone else says it. A bad hombre indeed. Let's see. What else do I? Okay. Jessica Alba. Hot, right?
Oh, yeah. She was the only good thing about those Fantastic Fours.
What about her as an actress?
I don't really care. I just like looking at her.
There's a list of the worst reviewed actors and actresses of the last 20 years. Jessica Alba is the winner. She's the number one champion amongst ladies. The worst reviewed actress in the last 20 years. An average score of 39. Other notable names: Jessica Biel, number 2 on the list. Heather Graham, number 3.
Oh, that's not. That's no. She's
by the way,
fantastic.
There's a theme here. It's hot chicks.
Yeah. Who's doing this? Probably some mousy looking woman did this.
This is a Metacritic.
That's a mousy woman running Metacritic.
Maybe
I can assure you that.
Jennifer Aniston rounds out the top 20 amongst men. Number 1, Mike Epps with a 38.3. Robin Williams came in 4th.
Wow.
Gerard Butler, 5th. Shockingly, Adam Sandler, 6th. That's actually a little bit high, I would think.
Yeah.
John Travolta, 7th. And, that's about all Christopher McDonald came in 10th. So that's some of the worst, at least, reviewed actors and actresses out there. And that is a shortened Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great night. We will do it again tomorrow, and then I'm out of here for a week. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ. Adequate job, me. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.